Here's a thought I'll title, Searching for the Thread That Binds. The premise of this thought is that there's a considerable difference between making a single, standalone, spectacular image, which is what we all started doing in photography, as compared to working a project. And at least I can speak for myself here, that was not something I was taught in my earlier days in photography. I've had to sort of figure out how project photography works for myself. The only project photography I was aware of in my youth were the documentary kinds of things that we'd see from W. Eugene Smith in Life magazine. That's documentary, which is different than fine art photography as a project, a group of images. And so learning how to make individual prints, how to process them, how to mat them and frame them and make them exhibit beautiful light, all that stuff was a part of what my training was. But how to put together a group of images so that they were connected to one another, that was not something that was discussed in at least my early days of photography. And I've had to learn over the years that for me, a large part of project-oriented photography is searching for the thread that binds. And curiously enough, that's a more interesting discussion than probably meets the eye. My earliest projects were all based on subject characteristics. I would photograph 10 pictures of a flower, and that would bind them all together because there were 10 pictures of a flower or some such thing. So they were subject-based. And beyond that, they were often location-based or even time-based. That is to say, I'd find an interesting place to photograph up a storm in that one place during the course of an hour or two or an afternoon, and then put together a group of images from that one place showing a similar subject from a variety of points of view. That, to me, was project-oriented photography, until I started looking at it a little more closely. And now, that's rarely how my projects are put together. Instead, there's a whole alternative method for searching for the thread that binds that I don't hear people talking about, so I thought I'd just mention it here real quickly, and that's this. I'll start with one image that, for some reason, speaks to me more loudly than others. I really like the image, I like the light, I like the composition, etc. So it's one image, but from that image, I'm looking for a thread that I can use to weave together a group of images to make a project. And here's what's so fascinating about that process, is that I've discovered, almost without exception, that any given photograph can lead to a whole bunch of different, independent, unrelated threads. For example, I was photographing in a Buddhist monastery in China in the winter, and I found a rustic chair outside a little workshop area, and I photographed that chair. Struck me as an interesting composition, but not much more than that. Looking at that image, however, and searching for a thread later, I realized I could put together a group of images of rustic Chinese chairs, because I had a whole bunch of them. Didn't know I had them, but I had them. And those were all from a fairly early trip to China, and when I went back to China, having that in mind, I specifically looked for rustic chairs in the countryside, found a bunch more, and added to the group. Now I've got lots of candidates that I can thread together into a project about rustic Chinese chairs. But that same initial photograph was about snow, and I could take that thread and put together a whole series of snow pictures, particularly in China, where I was in Inner Mongolia. That would be a completely different project than the chairs, but it would likely include that first image that led me to chairs to begin with. But I'm not done, because there was also the possibility of taking that image and developing a group of images that were held together by the winter light, a very low angle of the sun in the middle of winter that made everything seem colder, but yet at the same time sunny. And I realized I had lots of those pictures too. And that ended up being the thread that was developed. I called it the Winter Light of Lutsu Temple. But in preparation for this short conversation in Here's the Thought, I went back and looked at that image again and realized that in the corner of the image, there were a bunch of harvested corn stalks. And wouldn't you know it, I've got a number of images that could be developed into a 6-image, 10-image project of corn stalks that had been harvested in the winter, stored away in a barn or left out on the field. The point I'm trying to make here is that any given photograph can be the launching point for ever so many different threads that develop into different projects. It's an entirely different way of thinking about photography, completely separate from that wonderful framed matted print on the wall that does a great job of showing us the moment. Searching for a thread can lead us in so many different directions, and of course that becomes the challenge for us project makers. It involves our artistic discretion and decisions in choosing which threads to pursue and which threads to not pursue, to maybe even just entirely let go of. And I would go so far as to say that this train of thought about looking for threads, developing projects, could probably start with almost every image in your Lightroom catalog. It could be the launching point. And once we train ourselves to think this way about photography, it opens up a whole new world of production possibilities.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.